As it does every year, the Partnership for Public Service surveys federal agencies to come up with best places to work list. And the 2010 list is out today. Joining us with the whole story is the president of the partnership, Max Steyer. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay. Well, you guys are at it again. Let's start with the end of the story first. What are the top three agencies to work for in 2010?
Well, the first-ranked agency for large agencies, and we actually break our rankings into three different components, large agencies, small agencies, and then the subcomponents. But yet again, ranking at top is the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It's been the top agency in the last three rankings that we've had here, and it continues to dominate, not because it's resting on its laurels, but because it continues to get better and better. Right behind, and truly not far behind, is the Government Accountability Office, which is a mere 0.2 points behind the NRC. And again, both agencies did some substantial improvement, and if either had lagged at all, they would have been overtaken by their fellow agency. So it's really quite fascinating. If you don't keep getting better, you get left in the dust.
So NRC number one, GAO number two, and quickly, who's number three?
Number three, and actually what I prefer, if I could, is to give you just on some of the subcomponents, because I think this is really important, too. We break government down into 224 subcomponents. So the IG Office at Treasury is number one, Environmental Natural Resources Division at Justice is number two, and the Civil Division at Justice number three. Again, all this information is www.bestplacestowork.org, and it's over 10,000 pieces of data. It tells the different agencies where they are in both overall engagement as well as in 10 work environment categories, things like their sense of their leadership, their mission skills match, their work-life balance. It's a very rich data source that can be sliced and diced by different demographics as well. But what we need here really is data to allow managers to better manage their agencies, and this is what the Best Places to Work rankings is intended to do.
Now, Max, over the past year, maybe year and a half, really, there has been so much focus on the federal government because of the TARP program and the stimulus program, the change in administration, change in the wartime status. So the third best agency of the large agencies is Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, very much in the news, very active in the whole banking sector. Could that activity level be one of the factors that makes an agency move up?
Well, it's a great question. Sorry, I have a summer cold here, but it could be. Although I think when you look at the numbers and you start digging in, what you see is an employee base that has really strongly positive views about its leadership. And this is a Best Place to Work ranking list, but there are agencies that also slip. And to your point, the SEC has now slipped 2 years in a row, or two rankings in a row, actually going back to 2007. So they're clearly in the same general marketplace that the FDIC is. They're dealing likewise with the really challenging financial system crisis that we've had. And yet, in one instance, you got the FDIC really doing extraordinarily well, and in the second, the SEC having real challenges. So, importance of work matters, but frankly, leadership is the key ingredient for success, and that's what we see again and again.
And as you said, there is a lot of data involved in this release that you guys have put out. But as you know, data needs context to actually be usable information. So tell us how agencies are rated number one or number two or number three. I mean, how do you become a best place to work or even a not so much best place to work? What is it you got to do to make it work?
Well, first of all, the data itself is actually collected by the Office of Personnel Management, and we're really pleased at the work that they've done. The survey that is conducted actually reaches, in terms of responses, over 263,000 federal employees. So the answer to your question is there's no way to do this on the cheap. The only way agencies are actually going to move up is by actually investing investing in making their workplaces better. And what we see in the data is that, again, the number one factor for employees that creates their sense of satisfaction at work is their sense of their leadership. So making sure you have good leaders, that means both frontline supervisors as well as obviously the top political folks. Second among the areas that agencies need to focus on really are connecting employees with the overall mission of the organization. And finally, and for the first time this year, and we've done this now five times going back to 2003, pay was actually one of the critical drivers for employee satisfaction. In the past, it's been the third factor has been work-life balance. But again, if agencies want to move, they can. A number of agencies made big changes, Department of Transportation, Department of Treasury, and they did it because they had a real investment by their leadership in improving the workplace. And when you do that, that means you get more satisfied employees and ultimately, better performance from the agency, which helps us all.
We're speaking with Max Steyer, the president of the Partnership for Public Service. So in effect, what you're saying is that if you want to get better, it takes a lot of work on the part of management, and it's not something you can throw money at.
No, it's not something you can just throw money at, and it does require work. And, truthfully, we have a government in which the leadership is typically rewarded for, crisis management and policy development, and not for really doing the real hard work of making organizations better. And the purpose of these rankings is to shine a spotlight on whether the organizations are working well according to the employees. And our hope is then that we see greater investment, the most important investment of leadership time in these issues. And that's what this is all about. At the end of the day, if we want good performance from our government, we need engaged employees, and that means we need leadership to pay attention to these things.
Just as we see the same agencies continuously at the top of the list, do we also see the same ones at the bottom?
Yes, interestingly, overall, there's a real positive story to tell here in that government overall has improved, really going back to 2003. But what is also happening is that the top agencies are getting better a lot faster than the bottom agencies, which are, by and large, staying stagnant. And that's a real problem. There are a lot of things that that happen in the government that are the responsibility of those agencies at the bottom, and we don't want to see those things fail. The lesson for me goes back to 2003 when we first did these rankings. FEMA was not part of DHS then and was the bottom-ranked agency in our ranking. And you could have predicted that come a crisis, it would not respond well, and indeed, that's what we saw. We need government to respond well in all kinds of ways. So this ought to be both an early warning system, a spotlight for management to focus on doing the right thing for its organization and for employees, and frankly also for the talent market, a way for them to take a look at where are the places that might be best to work. So again, it has all kinds of values, and we really appreciate the attention you provide, because we need more people to see this and to recognize that these are important issues that deserve attention.
And so if you were an agency manager, say at the high level, say the political level, and you saw this list and found yourself not really as high up as you'd want to be, what's the first thing they should be doing now to start addressing this issue?
Well, the first thing they need to do is listen to their employees. And so, you won't get all the answers from the survey data. There's a lot of information, but it will tell you where to look. So you can see whether it may be that there's a, perception that frontline supervisors are failing, or that it's the senior leadership, or that the work-life balance in the agency is causing consternation among the workforce. It will tell you where to look, and then you have to develop a program to address those issues. And frankly, the smart agencies talk to those agencies that have got it right. So NRC is at the top. What are they doing that makes for a better work environment and more engaged employees? And it's not rocket science, but there are plenty of answers to be found in different agencies that are doing well. And as I said, you can look and you can see agencies like the FCC, which made huge strides. And the gentleman there in charge of management told me a year ago, I want to be the most improved agency. Well, he came real close, and he did it because he did common sense management changes in the agency. So it really is a matter of paying attention and actually putting real time into this. This is not an HR issue. This is a performance issue. This is a leadership issue. HR has to be at the table, but leadership can't say, oh, that's our HR's office responsibility and leave it at that.